My guest this morning is Jake Quickenden. You may remember him as an X Factor contestant or as the runner-up in 2015's I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out. But today he joins me to talk about his new album, New Chapter. But before we talk about that, let's go back to your X Factor experience. So you appeared in 2012 and then came back in 2014.
2012 was great. I met some amazing people. I got to go to Dubai with Nicole Scherzinger. And unfortunately, I didn't make it through. She said, I wasn't ready. She put through Jermaine, James Arthur and Rylan, which were great choices, and they've all done great. But when I went home, I kind of had a year out writing songs and stuff like that, and I just kind of decided that I was going to go back. It was just when the time was right. Say something I'm giving up on you. And I will stumble and fall. I kind of went away and it was a positive thing, really. I could have gone home and been like, right, I didn't make it. I'm never going to do it again. I'm going to quit music, blah, blah, blah. But it's not really in my nature to do that. So it kind of just spurred me on a little bit more and I went home and worked a lot harder. And then in 2014, when I decided it maybe was the right time, I felt a lot more prepared for it.
And then you went from the X Factor on stage to a jungle.
Yeah, like you do. So I came out a little bit earlier than I wanted from X Factor. I was obviously enjoying it. I love living in the house with the people that was on the show with me. And when I left, I was absolutely gutted, but it just worked. I'm such a huge fan of the show and I watched it every year. And I always wanted to test myself in that kind of environment, meet new people and do crazy stuff that I just jumped at it. For me, I just had such a good time. I enjoyed every second of it. I loved talking to everybody in there. And I love getting stuck in and doing the challenges and kind of growing as a person. I think it made me grow up quite a lot, not having much food. And you kind of realise that you are really lucky anyway. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's people all over the world that have to do that every single day. They haven't got enough food to feed them or their families. So I just kind of looked at it as, you know what, it's not going to be forever. It's 3 weeks. Go and enjoy it and don't moan and don't sleep every day. I tend to not be on my phone as much as I was before I went in. And I like having that. I'd like to say that I didn't go straight back and get any junk food, but I think I had about 8 McDonald's, 7 KFCs, and just ate everything in sight. I think it just makes you realise that not everybody gets these, like, what we class as necessities. Everywhere in the world, they're not. So you should just appreciate the little things, the fake tan, the food that's just there for you whenever you want it in Asda or whatever, the phones, the Wi-Fi, do you know what I mean? Like, you shouldn't take that stuff for granted. So I think it opened up my eyes and to realise that some places don't get that kind of stuff.
You've got a new album out called New Chapter. Tell us about the album.
I went away after my last EP, I Want You, and I wanted to go back to my roots a little bit more, and I wanted like a singer-songwriter-y kind of EP. So I went away and wrote all the tracks on my guitar, and then I went to a producer called James Burt, and he came up with the magic behind it and put the music together and kind of produced it the way that I wanted. And it just feels like it's mine, do you know what I mean? It's my baby. I wrote it all and I helped with how I wanted it to sound like. Waiting for you to feel my love. It's you who feels my love. It's only you that I need to pick me up, come rescue me. It's only you that I need to pick me up and set me free. I wanted to do something a little bit more upbeat, something that someone can listen to around a swimming pool with a cocktail in their hand and while the sun's blazing down. Unfortunately, we don't get much of that in England, so they're probably laid in the bath with a cup of tea and listening to it. I wanted to go down that kind of vibe, just a bit more upbeat, a bit more feel good, and Justin Bieber kind of gave me a little bit of inspiration for the way I wanted the music to go. I worked with some producers called Noxa. And they're incredible, and they came up with the music. So thankfully, I just had to write it and sing it.
Would you ever strip it back to an acoustic, kind of live lounge almost version?
Yeah, I'd like to do that. Actually, I've been looking at it because I didn't write the music for this one, so I didn't actually start writing it on my guitar. It's taken me about 6 months to try and figure out what the chords are, so I'm still figuring it out on my guitar. I'm sure I could just ask the producers and they'd probably tell me, but
that would be the easy option.
That would be easier, but I am trying to figure it out for myself. And I would like to do an acoustic version of it. We came up with the idea of kind of a relationship that is a little bit tainted, but it always goes back to that. You want that girl to kind of realise how much you should mean to her. even if you go one way and you kind of get into a bit of mischief or you do bad things, there's always that one person that will always feel your love.
And you're taking the album on tour?
I am, yes. I go on tour 27th of September is my first date, and my last date is 21st of October.
Can you tell me your locations in order from the 27th of September?
27th of September is Liverpool.
It's Sheffield.
Oh, God. 29th is Birmingham.
Newcastle.
29th is Newcastle. 30th is London.
Glasgow,
same thing. 31st, is there a 31st?
You're not performing. You got the day off there. Keep going.
31st is a day off. The first... No, I'm struggling here. I can't remember any of them. Why did you move on? I had to leave.